Hosea chapter 8. Put the ram's horn to your mouth. War is coming like an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and violated my law. To me they will cry, "We, Israel, know you, O God of mine." Israel has cast off that which is good. The enemy will pursue him. They have appointed kings, but not from me. They have appointed princes, but I did not acknowledge it. With their silver and their gold they have made themselves idols, which is why they will be cut off. He has rejected your calf, Samaria. My anger is kindled against them. How long will they fail to attain to innocence? For the artificer who made it was from Israel, a man who is not God. For Samaria's calf will become splinters. For they have sown wind, but they will reap a hurricane. It has no standing corn. It is a shoot without yielding anything, by which one can make flour. If perchance it does yield anything, strangers will swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the Gentiles, like an item in which there is no pleasure. For they went to Assyria like a wild donkey on its own. And Ephraim hired lovers. Even though they have hired lovers among the Gentiles, now I will gather them. But they will profane themselves for a while under the burden of the king of princes. For Ephraim has increased the number of altars with which to sin. They have become altars for him to sin. I have written down for him the great things in my law, but they were considered something strange. They offer the sacrifices which are gifts to me, and they eat the flesh, but the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity, and he will visit their sins. They will return to Egypt. And Israel has forgotten its maker and has built temples, and Judah has increased its fortified cities. So I shall send fire into its cities, which will devour her palaces.